Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Woohoo! Everybody in the house tonight, hallelujah. Yeah. This is great. Y'all look good, smell good. Man, I like this. Woo! Listen, tonight is a celebration, all right? So if you're in a bad mood, forget it. Get over it, all right? I've been under an extreme amount of pressure for the last 3.5 hours, so I've decided I don't care.
Amen. Amen.
It's going to be all right, right? Stress don't help nothing, right? So I'm here to have a good time tonight. I'm going to bring you a good message tonight. I'm glad I'm excited to see all these people here. Yeah. Repeat after me. I'm too blessed, to be stressed. Amen. Dan McCombs had surgery yesterday or the day before?
Wednesday,
he had surgery, he got reconnected. This guy right here, he's here tonight, amen? Yet another miracle. I said yet another miracle. Don't squeeze him. Love him gently for the next 8 weeks. Man, I'm glad to see everybody here. I really am. I want to talk to you tonight about a gift. Well, get some attention going on here. A gift. This is like gift-giving season, right? So we're familiar with gifts. And the gift. It's a gift. Come with me now to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. If you do not have a Bible and cannot afford one, one will be provided to you at no cost. You do have the right to remain silent. I would caution you against that. Go ahead and hoop and holler and make some noise up in here. Amen. Excuse me. All right. Luke chapter 2. I'll start out in like verse 1. Luke chapter 2 and verse 1. It's the story about my hero, my savior, lover of my soul. The one that has kept me from harm's way for all them years when I wasn't walking with him. And the one that is prospering and blessing me now that I am. I'll talk to you tonight about a gift. What do you do to earn a gift? Nothing. It's a gift. Right? You don't earn a gift. You earn a paycheck. But a gift's a gift, right? So it's not by nothing, you don't earn a gift. It's not by something you could do to get the gift, right? It's just because somebody loves you a lot and gives you one. Right? Okay? We all following? I want to show you tonight about the greatest gift in all the world. I want to show you tonight about the greatest dad in all the world that gave you his best gift. Every one of you gave him the best gift. And that's the gift of Jesus. Oh, well, I don't know. No. It is the best gift because that's where everything starts, amen? That's where everything starts. The God that created everything, everything you can see, touch, taste, smell, or feel, or have knowledge of, He give it. He made that. And if that wasn't good enough, he gave us Jesus. So we could get over ourselves. Are you hearing me? Nobody can hurt me like I can. Nobody could mess up my life as good as I could. I had some helpers, but pretty much it was my decisions, and I wasn't making very good ones. Amen? Anybody here in that same boat? Yeah, I think we could all agree to that. Well, it wasn't your fault. You was born into it. Doesn't make it right, just don't make it your fault. Because Adam and Eve dropped the ball in the garden. Amen? So you got born into it. Here's the good news. We're coming out. Amen. I want to tell you a story about the gift. All right? And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Bummer. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of King David. Anybody want to take a guess what Bethlehem means? It's translated house of bread. House of bread. Bethlehem. House of bread. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room at the inn for them. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Not what they expected that night while they were out there watching the sheep, amen? And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Amen.
That should make you smile right now, because you is part of all people, amen? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Savior. Huh. Savior. That's good news, ain't it? I mean, I said that's good news, ain't it?
Amen.
How many of y'all looked for a Savior before and none showed up? I've been there, huh? Something bad happened and nobody there come help you. This is a Savior. For who? All people. And this shall be a sign unto you. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Amen. Thank you.
Hold up there a minute. What were they talking about? Well, it sure wasn't men towards men, was it? Did you watch the news tonight? There's always somebody getting shot, beat up, or something bad happening from man's hand unto man's hand. So what could this mean? Did God miss it? No, what this means is God's not mad anymore. He sent Jesus to be your Savior. He sent Jesus to redeem you. Because he loves you enough to send his very best gift, his only begotten son, which begotten means, by the way, unique. There ain't another one like him. There ain't another one like him. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, wow, man, did you see that? Let us now go unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. Kind of shared some information there, didn't he? And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. God announced the birth of his son to who? A couple of blue collar fellers out there doing the watching over the field, amen? Watching over the shepherds. Did he go to Wall Street and make an announcement? No, he just told regular folks, this is what I'm doing. I'm giving you guys the gift. The gift. The gift. The very best gift. Amen? Here it is. What do you want to do with it? What did you guys do to earn that? Why would he give a gift to us? Well, wait a minute. Weren't we all sinners? But he loved us anyway? That made me stop and think, I need to find out more about this Jesus that loved me when I was out brawling, lying, cheating, being disrespectful to my parents, getting my name run up in the newspaper a whole bunch. I wanted to find out more about this Jesus that loved me. This God that loved me enough to send his only son wrapped up like a little fragile baby, helpless in a scary world. This is the Savior I've sent for you. Here's my gift that I've sent for you. The only one that can redeem you from the sin that you've been walking in, from a sin that you've known since you were a little kid. Everybody say, well, maybe I'm not a sinner. Let me ask you this. You don't have to teach a little kid how to be selfish, do you? I mean, did you teach him that? I didn't teach mine that, but whoa, one day there it was, amen? Amen. And then lie about it. Amen. My oldest daughter, I don't know, she was a crawler, starting to toddle, walk a little bit, walk, fall. About that big, I was sitting in one room one day, and I heard a chair move, and she couldn't see me, but I can hear. And I listened for a minute, you know, like, should I get up and go investigate? And then I heard the lid of the cookie jar making noise. She's on the table. I put down my newspaper kind of quiet, and I just kind of slinked on over to the door, and I peeked my head in there. And here she is on three with an arm in that cookie jar, clean to her armpit. I said, are you stealing cookies? And she turned around real fast and went, no. We didn't teach her that. We were kind of nuts, don't get me wrong, you know what I mean? But I don't ever remember going, hey, honey, let's put on a diaper and climb up on that table and teach the kids how to steal cookies and lie about it. Okay. No, we never did that. I'm pretty sure we didn't. So they just picked this up. Why? Because you're born into sin because of what Adam and Eve did. You can see that plain as day, right? With just watching little kids. It's not a surprise. And it escalates. Sometimes it escalates, sometimes it doesn't, but that's not the point. You're in sin when you're born, coming out of the womb. You're it. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Wow, now what? You guys remember heard about the Ten Commandments? Good luck trying to keep all of those. I started reading them one day, and I go, man, I got to like nine, and I go, I've got 18 of these wrong. A whole bunch of that one. I'm good at that one. Man, what am I going to do? Well, the law wasn't written for you to show you that, yeah, we're going to try our best to keep this thing. No, it was written to show you that there ain't no way. There's no way in the flesh that you could keep these laws. None. You're going to miss it. God knew that. Why he sent Jesus. Amen. Why them shepherds were out there jumping, and you know, the heavenly host came and announced that to the shepherds. That's why he did it. For us. For all. But it's a gift. Are there any strings attached to a gift? Just one. You got to receive it. You got to receive it. Says, here, Bill, here's a really cool gift for you. And I go, yeah, that's nice. And I walk away from it. Did I receive the gift? I got a gift somewhere. I didn't receive that gift. Amen. When you receive the gift, you go, wow, man, this is the coolest thing I've ever got. I will cherish this. I will use it. I will put it in my pocket. I will take it home. I will hug it, and I will name him George. I love this thing, right? Wow, this is really cool. What else will you do with your gift? If you really like the gift, you're going to go, hey, Mark, check this out. Isn't that cool? Tim, look at my gift. Isn't this cool? Look at the gift I got. Isn't that neat? Woo, I love this thing, Mark. Check it out. You're going to tell somebody. You're going to show somebody. Amen? Amen? Come on. Are you here? Did you go home yet? Still here? So here's God that loved you enough to give you his very best gift. All you got to do is receive it. Once you receive it, what do you do with it? Take it home and don't tell anybody and hide it? Come on, man. Let's go to Luke chapter 6. This is Jesus talking, man. When he talks, I always look at that and go, and he should know. Right? Let's start out in verse 17. Jesus, an adult, he started his ministry. Now he's going to teach you how to share the gift. Are you ready? He's going to teach you how to share the gift. Nope. There you go. Yep. And he came down with him and stood in the plain in the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Can I tell you something? Jesus is still in the healing business. Better be smiling over there. Jesus still in the healing business. Where's Danny? Jesus still. How many people have been healed so far from the Lord? Oh man, ain't it wonderful? Ain't it wonderful? Miracle after miracle. He still does it. Don't think he don't. He's still in it to win it. He's still in the people business. Are you a people? Take a vote. All right. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. So if you got something goofy going on, he can fix that too, amen? Are you hearing me? This is good news. By the way, gospel means good news. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and he healed them all. Sometimes he does, sometimes he don't. Nope, he healed them all. You got to believe that for it to work. And they all lifted, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said to them, "Blessed be you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Listen to this. Listen to this. This is Jesus. This is Jesus. Come on, get quiet with me. "Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." What's he talking about? Is it a sin to be rich? No. He's talking about people that stab people in the back to get that way. He's talking about con men and ripoff artists that work their life to get that way. People that oppress the poor to make themselves rich. Are you hearing me? God don't mind you having stuff. He just don't want the stuff having you. Amen. Oh, that's good news, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Somebody told me you can't preach prosperity in Beaver County. I said, that's right where we need it. Jesus didn't go into the rich people's houses and tell them this. He told them, "Woe unto you if you got this by ill-gotten means, amen. They're coming to get you." No, he preached this to regular, ordinary folk like me, like you. Amen?
Amen.
Come on.
Pastor, what do they mean when I hear the people saying prosperity of God?
Excuse me?
I hear people question the prosperity of God's word.
Well, let's get with that later. I'm in the middle of Christmas Eve service, brother. So I will certainly take you up on that point at another time, all right? I have a Bible study here on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Come on down and get you some, all right? I'll work with you on that. "But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you." Actually, what I tell them is stay poor then. Take a vow of poverty and y'all stay poor. I'm not doing it. I've been poor. And if I'm poor, I ain't got nothing to give to nobody else. So if I got it rolling through, now I got what you call overflow. And now I'm able to help other people. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not going to write him a note and say, I owe you one peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'll pull 20 bucks out and get it. Let's go to the store. Amen. That's how that works. Bless them that curse you. And pray for them which spitefully use you. And unto them that smack you on one cheek, offer the other also. And to him that takes away your coat, takes your cloak away, tell him to take your coat too. Give to every man that asks of you, and to him that takes away your goods, don't ask for them back. And as you would that men should do unto you, do you also unto them. Hold on a minute. Is that possible without Jesus?
No.
No. It is not possible without you. Oh, you might make a good show, but inside you're thinking, ragger, fragger, ragger, ragger, babber, babber. No, it wasn't until Jesus comes into your heart that all of a sudden you're into the gift-giving business too. Why? Because you got God DNA flowing through your bones too, amen? All of a sudden things is a little different. People that aggravated you to the point where the spirit of slap rose up on you, suddenly you could deal with them a little differently, right? Suddenly your heart's melted a little bit. The callus broke off of it. You're able to love people you don't even know. You're able to love rude people. That's scary stuff. That's the power of God. Amen. Amen? Verse 31 says, and as you would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, big deal. It's a big deal? Says that mine. For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, big deal. What thing do you think you have? For sinners also do the same. And if you lend to them that from whom you hope to get it back, big deal. What thank do you have? For sinners also lend to sinners and receive as much back, probably with some interest. Well, that's the way it rolled my book. No, but look at 35. He says, but love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, that your reward shall be great and you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind to the unthankful. For he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not and you won't be judged. Condemn not and you won't be condemned. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. Amen. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you mete it out, it'll be measured to you again. Ah. And he spoke a parable unto him. He said, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Why do you behold the mote that's in your brother's eye, but don't figure out that you got a 2x4 stuck in yours? Does yours say that? I have the King James redneck version. How can you say to your brother, brother, let me pull the little speck out of your eye, when you behold it's not the beam in your own? I'm thinking, man, you get out of here with that big old stick in your eye. Get away from my eye, man. You hypocrite, cast the beam out of your own eye first, and then you'll see clearly enough to work on mine. For a good tree brings forth not corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree is known by its own fruit, for of thorns men don't gather figs, nor of a bramble bush do they gather grapes. A good man, listen, a good man out of the treasury of his heart brings forth that which is good. Amen. And an evil man out of the evil treasury of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. This one right here, this next verse right here, this will get you to thinking. This messes me up. When I hear this thing again, it tears me to shreds. When I'm not on my game with Jesus, when I'm not thinking about him, this verse right here tears me to shreds. And he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Oh, if you ever hear that scripture coming out of your heart, it should be a cause to drop your head and say, wow. Wow. Why am I doing that? I need to get this thing right. Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he's like. He is like a man who builds a house, dug deep, laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat violently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Jesus said, without me, you could do nothing. Nothing. Oh, I tried, brothers and sisters. Believe me, I tried. I'd have a little mini empire here, and something would happen, and down it went. And I'd start over, and I'd do something over here, and down it went. Couldn't figure it out. Thought I was doing everything I knew to do. I had no foundation. I had no Jesus. I had nothing secure to hold that down. It was just me. And I stunk at it. He's given me wisdom to be a wise master builder. What am I building? You. What am I building? You guys. I'm taking you guys and putting this in you, and I'm seeing some wonderful results. Wonderful results. I see miracles. I see people coming out of what they used to be under. Amen. If you'll just get a hold of this foundation, if you'll just take this gift that was so freely given and receive it and run with it and be thankful for it. Amen? Amen. Yay, he's good to the ungrateful. But I'm thinking they're at the bottom of the list. If you do something nice for somebody, right? You get the little card in the mail, or you get the thank you, or the little tear. Man, isn't that a wonderful feeling? Did you help somebody out that couldn't possibly help themselves? Isn't that a wonderful feeling? God feels the same way. Take a minute and thank him. Let's do that right now. Let's just take a minute right now and thank God for all that we have. Not what we ain't got, or not what we're wanting. Let's just thank him right now. Lord, I thank you. Wow. I'm still alive. That's a good start. I'm getting better. That's a real good start. I got people that love me and care about me. And you, Lord, said that you'd never leave me nor forsake me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I ain't going to fear no evil because you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. No evil shall befall me. No plague shall enter into my dwelling. Thank you, Father, that I'm the head and not the tail. That I'm above only and never beneath. I'm blessed going out, blessed coming in. Thank you, Lord. That's what your word says about me because of Jesus. Because of that gift that you sent that long ago. If it wasn't for them angels, who would have known what was in the swaddling cloths, right? Wow. And you shared it with a couple of fellas just out there working the night shift. He's out there on the graveyard shift, and you showed up and showed them. Thank you, Lord, for that gift. Thank you, Lord, that because of that gift, I could be everything that your word tells me I can be. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus suffering that shameful death on that cross for me while I was yet a sinner. That all I got to do is believe on him and receive that gift. That all I got to do is repent. What's repent mean? Walk around and feel sorry for yourself? Far from it. Repent means if you was going this way, go this way. Turn around. Come on, let's get it right, amen? Come on. Mm-mm-mm. But he that heareth and don't do it is like a man without a foundation that built a house on the earth against which the stream did beat violently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was, oh, great. You can go with this, or you can go with that. You can go with this, or you can go with that. I'm thinking I'm going with Jesus. I think I'm going with Jesus. I'm taking that gift that God gave all them years ago. And that all I got to do is pick it up and run with it. I want that. I want that. Well, that's impossible. Yeah, you're right. But with God, all things are possible. I said all things are possible. What about that? All things are possible. How about this? All things are possible. Without Jesus, you ain't got nothing going on. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. You got an eternity of darkness and misery awaiting you. But God, who did everything for you, says, here it is. All you got to do is pick it up and run with it. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that good news? Well, how do you get that? Go with me to Romans. Romans chapter 10. Just right back here a little bit more. Come on. Let me see how hard this is to get, all right? Let's see how difficult this is. Let's see how much stuff you got to do before you can receive this gift, all right? Surely there's a whole bunch of stuff that you got to do before you can receive this gift, right? Oh, it must be long and hard, right? Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Let's see what the Word of God has to say about it. I'm sure you've heard other people say a bunch of stuff, right? You got to go to Mass. You got to do this. You got to go to... Let's see what God says. Let's go with 10:8. What's the Word say? Romans 10:8. But what saith it? The Word is near you. It's even in your mouth. How many of y'all got one of them? How many of you got one so big it looks counts as two? The Word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the Word of faith which we preach. Amen. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Did I miss anything? Huh? What about penance or something like that? Should you walk around and feel miserable about what a rotten critter you used to be? Does it say that? Huh? Say run out and rob a liquor store and give all the money to the church? Better not. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Thank you, Jesus. For the scripture says, whosoever, how many whosoevers you got here?
Right here.
That's a hard one to get out of. You whosoever? You name in the phone book? Yeah, you're hit. Got a zip code, you're a whosoever, right? Whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. I've been ashamed of a lot of things before in my life, but never for being God's kid. Never. There ain't no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the Lord is over all, is rich unto them that call upon him. Look at 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him and they ain't believed? How shall they believe on him who they ain't heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? I just give you two more tonight. Two more tonight. I'm doing my part. All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is say, Lord, fix me. Did you see the part back there about confession? That's got a little twisted up. Some people want you to come in and confess everything you ever done. I'm here to tell you, you'd die of old age if I started that. I got some gaps in my memory. 10 years at a time. I was a good self-medicator, amen? Remember that? When would that happen? Well, it was in the 80s. I remember that. Right. Didn't say that. What do you confess? Jesus is Lord. Here comes the gift. Thank you, Lord, for the gift. Remember what else he said? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, not do the things I tell you to do? He'll work with you on that. It's a process, amen? Amen. Jesus said two words, messed a lot of people up. He said, hey, the gift's free, everything's free. You want blessed? Follow me. Follow me. Because if you've been following you before Jesus came into your heart, you can see what a nightmare and a shipwreck that's been. Amen? Huh? A lot of gloom, misery, despair there, huh? All in the name of having fun. Please. Can't point my life where it weren't fun no more. I needed a Savior. I needed a King of Kings and a Lord of Lords to come pluck me out of my misery. Because I was hurting me. And if you was hanging around or got too close, I'd hurt you too. How could God take that heart of a sinner, heart of a hardcore idiot, and turn it around and just say, Bill, I want you to preach the gospel to everybody. Tell them how much love I put in your heart. Tell them how much I care about people now. Love the ungrateful. Love the difficult. Man, that's God. That's God. I'm here to tell you to do the same thing for you. Follow him. Follow him. There's always a lot of controversy at this time of the year. And I really think that the devil stirs up the evil in a lot of people at this time of the year. That they put a lot of pressure on folks this time of the year. I had a guy call me up on a website or something and, well, you know, that's a false doctrine that Jesus was born on December 25th. Record shots. I'm thinking, who cares? You know, I wasn't there when I got born, but I kind of do it at the same time every year. Mom said that was true. I kind of believed her. Who cares what day it was? Doesn't matter in the grand scheme. This guy had all kinds of, I'm thinking, man, why don't you spend all this time and energy on loving somebody and telling them about Jesus instead of telling me it's the wrong day? It's obvious you've got a lot of time on your hands. You've got write paragraphs to me about this, that, and the other. Why don't you get out there and love on somebody? Go to Walmart for crying out loud. There's a lot of people who need love up there. Amen? Amen? I'm called to preach. Go to Walmart. There's a lot of people up there who need Jesus. Get on up there. Help yourself. I never walked up on anybody yet and said, can I pray for you? You told me to get away from them. They're always wanting prayer. Get to doing it. I said, get to doing it. Follow me. Preach the gospel. Love on some folks. Just take a minute and invite them. Invite them to church. Ask them if you can pray for them. But right now, I want to invite some certain people here to do something if you ain't never done it. If you've never invited Jesus to come into your heart, and say, Lord, fix me, save me. I don't want to be ashamed anymore. I got stuff going on in my life. I don't know what I'm going to do. I believe you can fix me. I believe you can help me. I need a Savior. Man, if you hear God knocking on your heart, if you hear Him knocking on your heart right now, you need Him. And I want to tell you, it's as easy as fishing. Easy as fishing to invite the Lord Jesus to come into your heart. All you got to do is go the other way and ask Him with your mouth to come in. What do you say? What, are you confessing all your sins? He already knows them. How about, hey, Lord, come in and fix me. Save me. I want you to be Lord of my life. I want that joy. I want them blessings. I want all that stuff that comes with you. Because I'm telling you, the devil got nothing but curses. He wraps them up and makes them look like fun. Huh? Behind that neon light is a world of mess. No Jesus, no peace. But if you know Jesus, you'll know peace. Amen. Gives you a hope that passes, a peace that passes all understanding. You're not going to figure it out. Everybody else is going to be going nuts, and you're going to be going, I'm cool. How many know that's true? Just a couple? Got to work on that. If you don't know Jesus, I want you to come up this evening. Ask one of my prayer partners to pray for you. I'll tell you what. We could do this. Let's do this. Let's all pray out loud. I'll lead whoever. If you pray this out loud with me and believe in your heart, you're going to get it. And then after we dismiss with a mouthful of cookies, you can come over and tell me, what did it tonight, man? Life, man. You're going to know, amen? Come on, let's pray with me. Say, Father, in the best way I know how. Come on, say it out loud or it don't work. I'm inviting Jesus to come into my heart and save me and heal me and deliver me and give me everlasting life. I want to go with this and not go with that. I want to go with this and not with that. Come on, sing it. I want to go with this and I don't want to go with that. I want to go with this. I don't want to go with that. Lord, your word says that you'll save me, that it's done. And Jesus is Lord of my life tonight. Happy birthday, Jesus. Thank you for saving me, for healing me, for delivering me, for making it all right. It's all good. My neighborhood. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! If you did that for the very first time, you're going to know something changed. You're going to know it. Find out more. Keep coming here. We love you. I don't always look this spiffy. This is where all the good stuff's at. We love you guys. Come, come, come. Get more, get more, get more. We're here all the time. We got a Bible study. We got evening services. We got Sunday service. We got it going on here. You can call here and somebody cares. You can call here and somebody will call you back. You can talk to anybody in this room and they'll tell you we ain't playing. We're not playing church. We are church. And we love you because Jesus loves you. And we'll bend over backwards, find the answers for you. And we'll work with you because we love you. We love you. It's all good in my neighborhood. Amen? It's always good. I got two kinds of days. Good and better. I can't lose for winning. Ain't that wonderful? It's yours. I read the book. It's in there. Sonny brought somebody to church one time. He said, man, I really love the message, but the congregation scared me. There's a bunch of rough-looking critters come here, but they all love me. So listen, come and get some. We love you. Come on, all right?